love the Lord and study and prepare themselves to speak when the opportunity comes. And this is one of those days. And so I'm going to ask those who will, who are physically able, only if you're physically able, we stand as a show of respect as we receive the one who's going to break the bread of life. Amen. This morning is our own Reverend Jordan Haddock, who will now come in his own way. Amen?
Amen. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise on this morning. Come on, let's just give Jesus a hand of praise on this morning. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. You all may be seated real fast in the presence of the Lord. Amen, amen. We're so grateful to be here on this morning. I give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. Without him, I am nothing. Amen, amen. I also give recognition to the shepherd of this house, Pastor Pickens. Amen, let's give him a hand clap. Amen. Amen. To Reverend Williams and Reverend Brown, Reverend Smith, and all of you, my father's children, God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Just a brief moment while I'm up here, I want to give a big shout out, and this is not separating anybody, but I want to give a big shout out to Reverend Williams and Deacon Tim, who has helped support my football team and everything and all that good stuff. Deacon Tim was able to make it out to one of the games. We're undefeated. Amen. Amen. So we're on our way to the playoffs and the championship. It was almost this time last year during basketball season. It was the same thing. And by the favor of God, they allowed me to coach football, saying if I can bring a championship this season. So we're going to give it our best shot. Amen. Right. Amen. And we just thank you all for your support. I'm going to try to give some more details on our upcoming game this Wednesday, those of you that's able to make it. It just does the boys good, as well as all of our youth, to see their church family there. Amen. I mean, when Brother Tim walked in, their eyes just lit up, Pastor. And Brother Tim came in, and of course, you know, Brother Tim's is 7'14" and everything. So he came in, and all the boys thought that he played for the Rockets. Amen. So I just had to ask the Lord to forgive me, because I just went ahead and played right on along with it. Amen. Amen. But it was good to see young men just enthused to do better and do more and more. Amen. 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 I'm going to get in your way and out of your way. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus says the Lord. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus says the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I love him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, how I love him, just to trust in you more. Come on, let's give God a praise right there. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you now, God. Just give me all honor, glory, and praise for who you are and what you are to us in our lives, God. Right now, God, hide us behind the cross so that they might see and hear from you. Preach to me, through me, and for me, and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, let it be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, we ask all these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Those of you that have your Bibles, and I trust every soldier will have a sword, hold that power up in the air for me. Just hold it up right quick. Amen. Let the devil know you didn't come to this place empty-handed. Amen. Amen. Because everything else is going down but the word of our God. Amen. Amen. The book of Proverbs. As my grandparents would say, an old familiar passage. Amen. Amen. The book of Proverbs, chapter number 3. Beginning at verse number 5. Amen. And we're going to read chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Amen. 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 When you have it, say amen. Amen. The Bible gives us this intelligence. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Amen. You all may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to be too fancy and throw a lot of big words at you. I'm just going to keep it short, sweet, simple, and straight to the facts. Amen. Just turn to someone and say, neighbor, trust in God. I think I can go ahead and give the benediction right there, Pastor. Look at the other person on the other side of you and just say, neighbor, trust in God. Amen. Amen. If we were able to shout it to the nations, just shout it out loud. Say, trust in God. Amen. Again, this scripture is a familiar scripture. If you've been in church any amount of time, you've learned this scripture right along with a few others. Amen. You learn to trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. You know, they used to have it at BTU. Amen. They don't have that no more, Pastor. They don't have BTU training no more. Amen. They don't have that. We done got away from a lot of stuff. Amen. I think some things we need to bring back. Amen. Amen. BTU back then, you learn your scriptures. Amen. And you learn the importance of the scripture. Amen. Vacation Bible school. You learn. You had all those good times. Saturday Night Live. Amen. Pack a pew out night. All those good things. I think we need to bring those back. Amen. It kept kids out of trouble. Amen. Kept them off the streets and gave them a place to come and not just have a good time, but learn about the Lord while you're having a good time. Amen. Amen. This scripture right here, it teaches us that in all our ways, acknowledge the Lord while trusting in him. Amen. Amen. Trusting God is not the most easiest thing to do, but it is something that is necessary if you call yourself a Christian. Amen. If you call yourself following God, you have to learn how to trust in him. Amen. Amen. It's hard to trust God sometimes when you don't really just know the outcome. Amen. You don't even know sometimes the steps that you are supposed to take. How can I trust someone when I don't even know exactly where I'm going? Have you ever been there when you've been riding with someone and you tell them, hey, you're supposed to turn down this street, and they look at you and say, just ride with me. I know where I'm going. And that's how God is in our lives. We tell God sometimes what direction we want to go, and the Lord tells us, just ride with me. I know exactly where I need to take you. Amen. Look at your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, just trust in God. Just trust in God. Listen to this. Trusting in God with all of your heart means there is no room for doubt. Let me say that again for the people in the back. Trusting in God with all of your heart means there is no room doubt. There's no room for doubt. You have to be completely sold out for God. Whew, that's a tough one right there. That's a tough one right there. I gotta trust. Oh, listen. I gotta trust in someone. Watch this. Who I ain't never seen before. I ain't never seen this person before. And I got to put all my trust in him. And you expect me not to have some doubt. Trusting in God is not easy, but it is necessary if you are a Christian. Well, Haddock, is there a way that trusting God gets a little easy? Yeah. I'm glad you asked. Let me tell you that we can be moved, and we can trust God by the testimonies of his people. You want to know why sometimes it's so hard to trust God? Because some people just don't want to tell how good God has been to them. Some people don't want to talk about where God has delivered you from because we get embarrassed. You hear what I'm saying? We get embarrassed about some of the stuff God has delivered us from. But if you just told some people how low down, nasty, dirty, and filthy you had it back in the day, and look where God has brought you from, I promise you, it will give some people the encouragement to trust in a God they ain't never seen before. Let me tell y'all something. You got to trust the track record. Boy, let me tell you, say that again. There's a track record that God has. I know we in the Old Testament, but even moving forward, Deacon, there's a track record that God will show. Amen. Amen. There's a track record. And it's just like, watch this. I'm finna tell my age a little bit. I can do this. You know, you can't say it is in front of certain ages. But about 20 some odd years ago or whatever, there was something that was called the case of the century. Yeah. About my man, O.J. Simpson, accused of double homicide. Amen. Y'all remember that? I'm looking around and I can see that some of us is of age to remember that. Amen. Amen. And I remember assembling at the time, I was only probably about one or two. No, I'm lying. I'm about four or five or six, somewhere around there. But I remember they assembled what they were calling the dream team. Amen. Yeah. They were calling what they called the dream team. And if you watched the little series, the OJ series, a couple of years back, they said, hey, in order for us to possibly even have a chance of winning this case, we have to get this one lawyer I'm trying to bring y'all with me now. We got to get this one lawyer that can identify with the downtown people or the jury. That's what they said. We got to get this one lawyer. And if you looked at the series, the series indicated that OJ didn't even want that lawyer. But the most famous one, I believe Robert Shapiro, said, look here, this guy has a record. This guy here has a record of these cases right here. This guy here got a record of winning these cases. He has a voice for the people, and regardless of whatever you may think, if we got a chance of winning this case, we got to get this guy because his track record speaks for itself. Look at somebody and tell them, neighbor, God's track record just speaks for itself. We're talking about a man that fed people when they were hungry. Amen. We're talking about a man that healed illnesses when doctors couldn't do it. Amen. We're talking about a man that was a friend to the friendless, a mother to the mother. We're talking about a God that's got a track record that the resume can't even hold. Look at somebody and tell them, neighbor, just trust in God. That's all you got. Just trust in God. Listen to what I tell you. Just trust in God. We cannot have room for doubt. You got to be completely sold out. Now, what comes with trusting in God? Well, in order for you to trust in God, you got to have unmatchable faith. You cannot say you trust God and don't have faith. It does not work. It does not go hand in hand. It is impossible. It's impossible. You're lying. I'm going to put it like that. You're lying. If you say you trust God but don't have faith in what he can do, you're lying. You're lying to you. You're lying to yourself. You're lying to God. You're lying. Okay? Because in order to trust God, you have to have faith. Now, watch this. In order for your faith to be active, you have to then put in the works. Why is that? Because faith without works is dead. James tells us, faith without works is dead.
True faith is the demonstrated by good works. That's what James tells us in chapter 2. It is demonstrated by good works. Just because you have faith that God will heal you from your illness or your sickness does not mean you have to stop doing what the doctors told you to do. See, that's where we go wrong at. That's where we go wrong at. We say, oh, I just trust God to do whatever. And then we want to stop what the doctors have recommended. And then we forget that it was God that put the doctors on here to assist us with this. Following doctors' orders don't mean we're not trusting in God. We're trusting God. We're following the orders and trusting God to do a work through this doctor and help us get through. Come on, y'all. We're just talking about trusting in God. We don't want to get this thing mixed up. I don't care what you got to do. You got to continue to trust God and put the work in. You want that house. You got to trust God that he going to bless you with that house. You still got to do the works. You got to put money aside. You can't go out all the time. You can't go out to eat all the time. You got to show God that I am willing to put the work in order to receive the blessings that you have. Because when you show God you got faith, you then activate favor. Look at somebody, tell them, neighbor, faith and favor go hand in hand. Faith and favor go hand in hand. If I want the favor of God, I got to have faith in God. In order for me to have faith in God, I got to trust in God. Come on, y'all.
Rounds around and round. It just all go. You got to have these three elements. When I trust God, I activate my faith. And as I'm activating my faith, I got to put the work in. And as I'm putting the work in, I can activate favor. Anybody just want the favor of God? Anybody just really want the favor of God? And you know what, favor ain't fair, but it sure is necessary. You know what goes on now? You know what goes on now? That people get mad when the Lord blesses you. I never understood that. And you know what's even sad nowadays? It be the people in your own church. Be the people in your own church upset because what God has done for you. God wants a people that when he blesses one person, you can shout right along with them. Why is that? Because he blessed you. I know my blessing ain't too far along. I know what I need from God, what I've been asking and praying about ain't too far along. Y'all, I'm just trying to help you because I'm your friend. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm just telling you to trust in God. Now, I want you to understand here. Let me back up real quick. Man, let me help you. It's not as easy as I'm getting up here preaching about. Trusting God can have you crying at night sometimes. Y'all with me? Has anybody been there besides me? Has anybody been there beside me trusting? Has anybody got ready just to throw in the towel? Has anybody got ready just to throw it in? Because it seemed like all the trusting I'm giving ain't getting me nowhere. Lord, why does it feel like I'm right here just by myself, Lord? I've been praying. I've been fasting. I've been seeking your face. And Lord, why does it feel like my trusting is going in vain? It's not being looked at. And I had to learn something. For us not to be weary in well-doing. But in due season, that's the one that gets us. The due season. And the reason why it gets us, because we want our season to be spring, summer, fall, winter, other seasons we created. You know, we want our season to be all that. And the Lord said, that's not how this work. That's not how this work. You want to know why? Because I got to make sure that when I bless you in spring, you still going to praise me in the fall. When I show you favor in the summer, you won't get mad at me just because I didn't give you nothing during the wintertime. Or I had to take something away from you. That's when you're trusting God. Y'all, I don't know about you. I've been there, though. I've been there. And I thank God that God has delivered me from so much and watched over me and my family so much. Y'all, trusting in God is paying off right now. Trusting in God pays off right now.
How is that when I woke up this morning, I was enclosed in my right mind? Trusting in God is paying off right now. When I woke up this morning, I went to the cupboard and I was able to pull something out to eat. Trusting in God is paying off right now. When I got in the car, it didn't stop on me or break down. Trusting in God is paying off. Even though I want to tomorrow, I can get up and go to work tomorrow. Trusting in God is paying off right now. Lean not to your own understanding. I got to get out of here. I just need 8 minutes and I'm out of here. That's all I need. Lean not to your own understanding. Sometimes we try to figure things out ourselves. Sometimes I was just telling Sister Smith that sometimes we try to be in control of everything. We try to run everything ourselves. That's leaning to our own understanding instead of letting God lead us. Oh, y'all help me with this. We have to allow God to be in control. We have to allow God's wisdom to prevail. You want to know at what point in time did you think you were smarter than God? You know, that's what goes on now. We think we're smarter than God. We tell God our problems. And backdoor and then tell him our solutions. Right. And then backdoor tell us how we want to get to the solution. Yeah. Well, what you praying for? If you're going to tell God the solution, tell him exactly how to get us to the solution, what are you praying for? When you need something for God, when you want something from God, you got to pray to God. And that famous part of Jesus' prayer when he said, "But Lord, not my will, but thy will be done." Because what I want and how I want it may not be in your plan. It may not be the direction you want me to go, or it may not be the direction you want me to go right now. So now I have to sit and be still. And that's a lot of people's problems. We don't want to sit and be still. God told Moses, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still. Just stand there. Plant it. Bible. Stand firm. Because at the end of the day, God still needs soldiers. That's going to stand on that line firm and let them know I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I'm going to get out of here. I got 5 minutes, y'all. I'm up out of here. We got to allow God's wisdom to prevail. God will then show you the truth. My grandfather used to tell when I was younger and I was letting little things, you know, when you're young, you let things just, you know, come on because you want everything to be as perfect as possible. And you think, and you see, you're dumb when you're young because you think everything should be perfect and should go this way and go this way and go this way. And when all things start falling apart, you start getting all upset and frustrated. And I remember when my grandfather said, "Son, when you step out, that's when God gonna step in." I remember that. He said, when you move out the way and allow God's wisdom to work, that's when God's good and perfect will can go ahead and manifest in your life, but you got to be willing to get out of the way. Do you not know you do more damage by being in the way of God? Lord, that's why I understand what it means when it say, "Hide me behind the cross." I didn't get it, but it, you know, going through life, it makes sense when it says, "By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God's gathering home, we will understand it better by and by, which means it may not make sense right now. We may not get it right now. And sometimes it's not for us to get, but if you trust in the driver that got the track record going for you, and you done activated your faith, and you done activated your favor, when you move out the way, that's when God go step right on in. You want to know why? Because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Let me go ahead and get on up out of here. Trusting God. Trusting God brings about a powerful prayer life. I want you to remember that. These three things. Trusting God brings about a powerful prayer life. Because when you're trusting God, you know you can't just pray one time and that's it. No, over there, you got to tarry. You got to stay down there. And you know, sometimes, I'm going to say this, Pastor, I'm going to get out of here. Sometimes you got to shut everybody else out. You got to go in your closet. You got to go in your closet. You got to get your little sheet. But back in the day, they used to cover up their heads with the vest. And they used to go in the closet. And they used to cover up because they knew they had to get through to the throne of grace and mercy. They wasn't going to let nothing. They weren't going to let nobody, no man, no woman, no child, no animal. They wasn't going to let anything stop them from getting to the throne. We don't have that no more. Pastor, they don't want to pray like that no more. It takes some real trust to go down and pray to God and tarry until I hear from the Lord. Trusting in God brings about a powerful prayer life. Trusting in God brings about a powerful prayer life, and it brings unmatchable faith. It brings unmatchable faith. That faith then unlocks willing work. Y'all hear what I said? Ain't nobody got to make you do anything. Willing work, knowing that I got to put work behind my faith. And when all that is activated, then God then releases the favor of God. I didn't say it was going to be in 2 days. I didn't say it was going to be in 2 weeks. I didn't say it was going to be in 2 or 3 months. But boy, when that favor hits, it's going to be like nothing you've ever seen before. And then you can sit back and say, I remember when I was praying for this, and I see what God just did for me. When everybody laughed at me and said I couldn't get it, look what God done did for me. When everybody said I wasn't eligible to get it, look what God did for me. When everybody said I wasn't capable of doing it, look what God did for me. When everybody said I wasn't worthy of getting it, look what God did for me. God took a wretch like me and made it into his child. Look at somebody and tell them, neighbor, trust in God. And all you got to do is trust in God. May God keep you and bless you is my prayer for you this morning. God bless. Come on, let's give Jesus a hand clap of praise this morning. Amen.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."